Hello, everybody. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 29th of November, 2022. Got the highlights of the best technology news that's been going on, and we'll get you caught up on it now in less than 5 minutes. Ah, Twitter. Are you sick of the news yet? Yeah, sorry, it's kind of what's there. Digging through all the Black Friday deals, that is. Not to mention Cyber Monday. This is pretty much what news is left. And the news coming straight from Elon himself. That news being that Twitter daily signups are actually up 66%, if you can believe that. At least when you compare it to the same 7-day period back in 2021. Active user minutes, they're also up too. With nearly 8 billion active minutes per day. Again, over the last 7 days. It's basically a 30% increase from the same period last year. Now, this was all shown via a graph from Elon Musk, showing how everything's going since the takeover. There was a couple of graphs, though, he didn't show. Twitter's financials, which I don't think we'll be seeing anytime soon, and the all-important, just how many users have actually jumped the platform. Musk did go on to say, at least on early Sunday, saying a path to Twitter exceeding a billion monthly users in 12 to 18 months, he believes that goal can be achieved. Though that goal, it might be a long shot. Only time is gonna tell. Samsung users out there looking at your device saying, yeah, what the hell? I can repair this, surely. Well, Samsung maybe thinks you can too. Yeah, Samsung seems to be working on a self-repair app. Yes, I said an app. This apparently will be an aid for customers to help fix their own devices. The company's actually submitted a U.S. patent on the software called the Self-Repair Assistant. They're describing it as a self-repair assistant as a computer application software for mobile phones. This will be for self-repair, self-maintenance, even self-installation of devices. This will also cover smartwatches too, tablet computers, and even your earbuds. If this is starting to sound familiar to you, it should. This comes actually after Samsung announced its collaboration with iFixit earlier this year. This will be providing the online repair source site with OEM parts and repair guides. Hence, passing it on to you, and also laying the blame to you in case you screw up your phone. And finally, get your palms ready. Yeah, I'm talking about the Palm Pilot. Remember those things? You know, years before the iPhone. Basically our first distraction tool. Well, thanks to Jason Scott and the Internet Archive. Uploaded over there was more than 560 Palm OS apps. Yes, we now have a database over there at the Internet Archive. And the old favorites, they're on there too. Drop Wars, Space Trader. In fact, you don't really actually need to get out your old Palm to relive this nostalgia. It's all part of the Internet Archive's Palm Pilot emulation project. And is all built around the Cloud Pilot emulator, which, according to Scott himself, took about 6 months to get going. Now, granted, there are some more obscure apps that are still missing, and some apps that are there are missing descriptions and metadata. But Scott is hoping to write instructions for each program to give everyone the full Palm Pilot experience. So unless you want to try to hit eBay and find a new old stock of Palm, this is probably the best way, and cheapest too, to experience a bygone computing era. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way. BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Our official website, BritishTechNetwork.com. That is where you can find all the BTN shows, including the latest Mac show and so many other fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Give us a like on our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join the community at our Slack room by going to BritishTech.slack.com. The new show back at your way on Thursday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will be going on. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday and thank you so much as always for listening.